It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like all of Zeus astray? A great awakening. God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. That nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. This is a good day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the Hour of Power as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. So delighted to have you listening in today. This is going to be a wonderful week. All week we're going to be sharing prophetic words concerning this nation, concerning the nations of the world, and concerning the economy, concerning government, concerning what we see coming, and it's going to be a great day. Today, I'm going to be sharing words that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me these past several weeks, months, and years. And all week long, we're going to be having prophetic voices, some that you may agree with and some you may not agree with. But the prophet is called to share what he sees coming to a city, to a nation, to a people. And we know the primary work of the prophet is not to give personal prophecies, although I've given thousands of those and enjoy doing so. But the primary work of the prophet is to share what he sees coming to a city, to a nation. And so it's going to be a great week. Last week was a wonderful week. We had tremendous, tremendous response last week. It was a healing week, and we were playing testimonies and having interviews concerning healing. We had tremendous response from the interview with Oral Roberts' daughter, Roberta Potts, and her new book, my dad, Oral Roberts. We talked about that. And then, of course, we had last week tremendous response from our interview with Shirley Mitchell Williams, her testimony of being healed of stage 4 cancer, and her book, Stage 4 Cancer Gone, How She Was Healed in 90 Days After Being Given Up to Die Without Chemo, Without Radiation. Her book is available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble Bookstore, and that's Shirley Mitchell Williams, Stage 4 Cancer Gone. Roberta Roberts Potts, her new book, My Dad, Oral Roberts, and is also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can order those, and it would be a tremendous blessing, or you can go on both of their websites, just Google in their names. Delighted to have you listening in here on BPN Radio as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. So, Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on this Monday on BPN Radio. I pray that you would give us ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive. Let this be a revelation week as we pray, oh God, for the future of our nation. We ask for your help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I need your help in praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I've been given this call for a number of years. I've been a national prayer leader since 1985. That's 30 years ago. In fact, Gene and I, this month, are celebrating 49 years in the ministry. And we will be entering the 1st of July. We'll be entering our 50th year of ministry, what we're calling the year of Jubilee. And so thank you for sowing into our lives. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for praying with us. Thank you for making deposits. And we are so very, very thankful and grateful for the journey starting out in 1966 and still going today. And we just want to tell you that God is a very faithful God. If you would like to be a prayer leader, we're calling for 1,000 prayer leaders to help us pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Either a public group or private group, you go to bpnradio.com, go down to 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can click on there and you can register. And we will include your name, whether it's a public group or private group. And we're going to be recognizing some of our new prayer leaders in just a little while. At the moment, we like to recognize some new churches that are praying with us today. Lift Tabernacle, Indianapolis, Indiana, has joined us. Sequim Community Church in Sequim, Washington, as well as Church of His Glory in Rockwall, Texas. And if your church is not represented, we now have over 1,000 churches represented. If your church is not represented, you need to get your church represented. You can do that by going to letspray america.com. That's letspray america.com, and then you can just sign up or sign in, and you can represent your church, have your church represented and your city represented. And so please do that, if you will, helping us pray, because we know that we are a force in the earth when we pray. So I'm excited. I'm very excited for what I know that God is going to do. I'm excited about this week as we begin to share prophetic words concerning this nation, concerning what is happening. I'll be back to share that in just a moment. But right now, here's my friend Martin Smith from England. He's going to share the prophet song. This was our theme song for a number of years here on the Breakout Prayer Network. Here's Martin Smith and Delirious.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. Of the living God, Jesus Christ. We long to see heaven open. I see your glory come down. We long to hear words eternal. Forever changing our hearts. And if you'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, will you come? We long to hear your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord. The one who can say, He is the giver of love to the world. Oh yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for your word, for here we will meet you, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Hunger and thirst for your word, for
giver of light to the world.
Okay, we're gonna pray now. Thank you so very, very much, Martin Smith, and our former neighbors there in England. He and his wife Anna provided a place for Gene and I to live for a while there, in Rustington, England. Wonderful man of God, and the prophet's song. Well, it's a prophetic voice since 1985 in this nation. I'm going to share some words of what I'm seeing and hearing concerning the future of this nation, nations of the world. And you got to keep in mind that the following prophecies could be words for this year or future years. We must also understand that most all prophetic words are conditional according to the response of the people. That means with prayer and repentance, circumstances and situations may be turned around or reversed according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Prophecies are not predictions or psychic sightings. These are words from the Holy Spirit giving us insight to coming events. Since no prophecies are a private interpretation, all prophetic words must be confirmed by other seasoned prophets and apostles. Prophetic words are given to warn the wicked and to warn the righteous. According to Ezekiel 3, the prophets will declare what they're seeing and the intercessors and will hear and intercede on behalf of the land. Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord God does nothing except he reveals his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. Isaiah 21:6 says, go set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. Jeremiah 4:24 says, then Jeremiah the prophet said to them, it shall be that whatever the Lord answers you, I will declare to you, I will keep nothing back. Ezekiel 3:16-18 says, son of man, I made you a watchman, so hear the word I speak, and give them warning from me. 1 Corinthians 13 says, we know in part and prophesy in part. So I'm going to share some prophetic words that I've given before that I've received this year and past years. And some of these are now words. Some are future words. Some are confirming words. Some may be new words you've never heard. But I'm just going to share those because I believe that America is in a very critical condition. I believe that this summer is a very critical time for this nation. And I believe that people need to hear warnings. I know that some people don't want to hear anything negative. And so that makes it very difficult on people that have prophetic voices, have prophetic giftings, because some people just despise it and they don't want to hear it. Other people are very thankful and grateful because they know how to pray when they begin to hear these things. So in obedience to the Holy Spirit, I'm going to be sharing some of the words that I've heard for the past several months and the past several years. And then all this week, we'll have others that will be sharing prophetic words concerning our nation. And so I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the shaking is coming to churches in America. And many pastors will be shaken right out of their churches because of rebellion, trials, and difficulties. Others will be shaken into a new realm of anointing and will rise up to lead their congregation into radical moves of the Holy Spirit with salvations, miracles, signs, and wonders, with America experiencing another spiritual awakening. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God is in a radical move this year. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that 2015 will bring a shaking to the church. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. God is a jealous God. He's no longer going to share himself with carnality. This year, he will separate the wheat from the chaff. He will allow sin to be exposed, starting at the house of God, starting at the pulpit, dividing the wheat from the chaff. He's going to separate the ministers from the managers. He will remove them and set in their place one who has his heart. God is demanding a cleansing, a cleaning in the church in 2015. He's warning the church that he's coming through the house, tearing down the tables that holds our idols. He will no longer tolerate divided affections. He will expose everything that can be exposed. There will be rebellion in many places. Men will not repent. The extreme grace message will be exposed for what it is. There are consequences to sin. He is calling for the church to put up their wine glasses, put away their clocks. It's time for the true church to arise and the true prophets to cry out and not be silent concerning these matters. 2015 will be a year of cleaning in the church. He's returning for a pure bride. There's a highway that leads to heaven. It's a highway of holiness, and nothing else will do. There are five foolish virgins in the church who are going to be left behind. There's a message of purity and repentance that must be preached, and there will be many who will refuse to do it because they love the praises of men. But this is a year of exposure. This is a year of revival, a revival of repentance. The revival is not starting in the church because the church is preoccupied with themselves. The next wave of revival will start in the streets and spill over into the church. The responsibility of the future of our land lies at the door of the man of God. Will he manage or will he minister? Will he set aside his robe of self-indulgence and long list and come into the holy place, to the quiet place? God is a jealous God. If the Lord is God, let us serve him. This year I see the church entering to a season of brokenness. Repentance and spiritual cleansing, services being disrupted by loud crying, weeping, wailing, people repenting over their sins, deep sorrow, people on the knees for hours at a time, calling on the name of the Lord. The next wave of revival will not be marked by laughter but weeping. Individuals weeping for their sins, their friends, for the lost, people weeping for the nation. I see our nation going into captivity. Everything has been settled. Decisions have been made. Inordinate alliances have been made. Congress no longer has the power or authority to reverse these decisions. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that our only hope is another spiritual awakening, which may come as a result of great persecution. The Holy Spirit continues to remind us of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, he said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is a remedy. I see our enemies digging tunnels, hiding, preparing for invasion into certain geographical locations in this nation, particularly those cities and regions which are most vulnerable. They're preparing to cut off trade routes, truck routes, food supplies, streets, churches, synagogues will be closed. All a flag will be lowered, another flag hoisted, a nation paralyzed with fear. Compliance will be the word in the next 2 or 3 years. The process is now underway. As this process is revealed, civil disobedience will follow by those who will not comply. Foreign troops will fill our streets, our cities to bring a new order. Confiscation of weapons will follow, met by more resistance. But this will only be short-lived as food shortages result in trading guns for bread. A new call to arms by the citizens and governors of a few states will result in a form of secession from the Union, defining America as no longer being called the United States. These states will not surrender to the new order, resulting in much bloodshed. There will be great revival meetings, which this nation has never known, many turning to Jesus, and immediately will preach the gospel. This great awakening will start with Spanish-speaking people who are already in place to counter the darkness coming upon this nation. I see Barack Obama becoming a leader of the Muslim world, proclaiming Islam as our national religion, giving speedy access to Muslims from around the world to occupy our cities, providing housing to them as a result of massive foreclosures. The foreclosures in America is a result of spiked interest rates, resulting in people losing their homes that don't have their homes paid for. Only those who have their homes paid for will escape this calamity. Many churches will lose their buildings as a result of these escalated interest rates and payments. I see major migration coming to America. A mobile society is in motion. Many people fleeing to safe cities because of cities being overrun by demonic forces. In these troubling times, many youth will stand and begin to prophesy about things that are coming before they happen. This will bring great consternation to leaders because of the release of information before announcements are made by officials and media. I see great distress in America as a result of banks being closed to make room for a different currency being put in place, resulting in the loss of major savings and investments, people losing overnight everything they've worked for and saved for. A run on the banks will result in chaotic conditions. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, get out of debt. There's going to be a massive recall from banks and lending institutions that will include houses, vehicles, and church properties, resulting in a major redistribution. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He will do nothing until we pray, and then He will do nothing without the youth. No one will be excluded, but the youth must be included. I hear the Holy Spirit asking us to intercede for the young people. Keep your eyes upon the youth of the nation. He will do a work among your sons and daughters that will cause the nations to tremble. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that Obamacare is the law of the land and will swallow up all other healthcare entities, consuming every area of our lives. Those who participate will be given a number. I'm going to read now prophetic words that I've given, that I gave in 2014. Remember these prophecies I've given in the past, and just reading these prophetic words, sharing these words, because this is a week of prophetic words here on BPN Radio. Prophetic words that I gave in 2014, I see storm clouds gathering, continuing to gather over our nation, a nation that has been infiltrated by other gods, other than the one true God, whose name is Jehovah. I see these gods making an entrance into a land whose walls have been torn down, broken down, and gates have been burned with fire. Citizens of this nation living in a land we're only occupying for the present, a land that is being consumed by the gods of pleasure, entertainment, addictions, and drunkenness, a land filled with filth and darkness, a people who have become careless and who are continually declaring that we will eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. I see a new order rising in America. I see major changes coming quickly to our nation. I see things that have been in the planning stages for many years being enacted soon. I see the government giving everyone a number to receive health care. This number will also include banking, internet, and utilities. I see banks and financial institutes running out of cash, forcing the closures of these entities while a new system is put in place. I see fear and panic invading the land. I see foreclosures taking place with a redistribution of homes and churches. I see families being forced to live together in single family dwellings. I see a deep divide in our nation, with one state seceding, causing a domino effect. The Holy Spirit saying that because you've divided the land of Israel, I will divide your land. I see a major migration coming in our land, people being moved to safe cities to escape the violence and darkness that are consuming some cities which have given themselves over entirely to demonic forces with no laws or regulations. Cities where policemen are watching helplessly and hopelessly. I see violence erupting in the streets and schools of our nation, demonstrations and sit-ins that will disrupt the rhythm and flow of our society, civil disobedience on a scale that America has never experienced, martial law on the horizon. I see spirits of murder and self-destruction running rampant in this land, with violence and suicides on the rise. Video seminars and movies concerning death will escalate these happenings, with teen suicides rising in alarming proportions. I see public schools across our land being emptied and vacated because of violence. I see athletic events being played in empty stadiums and centers, being watched on pay-per-view because of violence and terrorism. I see shopping malls standing empty and people shopping online because of violence and terrorism. A homebound society that is fearful to go out into the streets. A new order of living. People living in homes that can be assembled or disassembled quickly. I see bartering becoming the major economic thrust of our society. I see major closures taking place, inordinate rules and regulations being placed on church facilities, causing many congregations to meet elsewhere. I see trumped up charges and false accusations against ministers of the gospel, resulting in loss of their reputation, pulpit status, influence, finances, and even imprisonment. To the church, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the walls are coming down, walls of containment, confinement, people moving out of their comfort zone into their discovery zones, no longer allowing themselves to be contained or confined by their past failures, lack of education, age, color, disappointments, finances, conflicts, abuse, misuse, etc., but moving forward to fulfill their destiny in life. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the church is growing weary of holding back the enemy from entering this nation, taking it by night, that he is waiting on the priests, the servants of the Lord, to call his people to the sanctuary, calling on his name and asking him to spare this land, the land that has forsaken the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I hear the Holy Spirit speaking to his people in America and asking why they have forsaken the Creator of the universe, burning incense to other gods, foreign gods of pleasure. The footsteps of your enemy will come into your land, imprison your priests, and take your sons and daughters captive unless you turn back to your God, Jehovah God. That's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. I see young people in this nation rising out of obscurity to preach the gospel and do signs, wonders, and miracles. I see classes in schools, colleges, and universities being disrupted for days because of the spiritual awakening in our land. Speaking in tongues will be the main attraction. I see stadiums being filled with youth worshiping their God with singing and praying for one another. Thousands singing in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. I see streets in America being filled with people turning to Jesus. I see a radical move of the Holy Spirit, people crowding into church buildings with standing room only, coming before dark and still being there after dawn, religious people running out of the building while hungry people for God run into the building. I see evangelism taking place throughout the nighttime with anointed Christians invading the dark places of the city to take the message of hope. I see midnight church all across America. I see thousands of anointed messengers coming from nations of the world to help with the spiritual awakening coming to America, missionaries from other nations. I see people coming from all corners of the universe to pray in our nation's capital, calling on the name of the Lord. I see a sea of people interceding on behalf of a nation that has forgotten their God. I see the church entering into a season of brokenness, repentance, and spiritual cleansing. I see church services being disrupted by loud crying, weeping, wailing, people repenting of their sins accompanied by deep sorrow, people on their knees for hours at a time calling on the name of the Lord. I see Jesus coming soon. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God is providing unique opportunities for his children to get out of debt. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that a plan has been set in motion for the destruction of Christians in this nation. The persecution has begun, and unless the church repents for the sins of our land, including greed, idolatry, witchcraft, drunkenness, abortion, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, we will perish. If we remain silent, we will all perish. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we are a nation that is self-destructing. The result of Christian leaders in this country who refuse to warn and correct their constituents of their sins and the consequences of their godless ways. Silent pulpits have given way to Christians who have rose up to play, tending to their own passions, desires, and lust, while the enemy builds its fortresses in their own backyards. And they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the spirit of Jezebel has invaded the church, accompanied by the spirit of witchcraft, rebellion, control, and manipulation, making room for division, disorder, and removal of many pastors from their places. Prayerlessness in the church has made room for a lukewarm church, which is in motion as a result of deception, refusal to repent, motivational speakers replacing preachers of righteousness, the denial of the power of the Holy Spirit resulting in the strange fire movement, alcoholism, addictions, acceptance of moral acts outside of the confines of marriage between one man and one woman, the decline of church attendance and soul-winning efforts. I see America being lulled into a false sense of security. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain coming to certain portions of America. Our nation is in a drought. There will come a day the former rain and the latter rain will come together to produce a wonderful harvest in this nation. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the church has come to a fork in the road. One road is a road of convenience and the other is a risky road. The latter a road that might cost you your summer plans. A road where your rhythm will be disrupted. I see a new level of hunger and thirst for God coming to the church. I see spiritual watering holes being dug across the land, attracting many people who are thirsty for the things of the Spirit. I see many of these churches having to remove their pews and chairs for standing room only with such a radical move of the Holy Spirit that people will come before dark and still be there after dawn. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that Jesus is returning soon. Returning soon. I'm going to give some more prophecies today, but I want to play a song of hope written by one of our spiritual daughters and sung by her. Her name is Kathy Strawn. This was also one of my theme songs when I was on national television several years ago. And she's going to sing America Will Rise Again. There is a message of hope. There's a message of warning. There's a message of hope. I'm going to play this song. I'm going to be back to share some more prophetic words all week long here on BPN Radio. Is a week of prophetic words that are being given. Today I'm sharing prophetic words, and the rest of this week we'll have others who will be doing the same. Here's Kathy Strong, a message of hope.
And out of them came such mighty men that would build a nation founded on God's word. Against you, what you stood for and what your freedom brings. Well, they have tried to rob our faith in a country that is great, but with the grace of God, we will take a stand for America. You will rise again. America, you will rise again. Though you've been down before, you will rise again.
America, you're going to rise again. I do believe, and that's why we're praying for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry on this Monday. Thank you for praying with me. And we're giving some warnings concerning America, because I believe that America is in crisis. And today I'm sharing prophetic words that I've received over the past several years. And since January of 1990, I've been giving prophetic words every year concerning America, and I'm reading some of those prophetic words. I know that we know in part, prophesy in part. I know that prophetic words are conditional, and I believe that people repent, turn. There's still hope, and so I know there's hope for America because the Holy Spirit keeps urging me on. Please pray with me. Go to letspraymerica.com and sign up to receive my daily prayers that I send out on email. You can also get them on Facebook, my fan page, Dale Gentry, and on our website. And then, of course, you can pray with us every day here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we have over 1,000 churches that have signed up. We have over 700 cities that have signed up. And we now are asking for 1,000 prayer leaders, either public or private. You can do that by going to BPN Radio. And you can register by going to 1,000 Prayer Centers. And so today I'm sharing prophetic words concerning our nation and what is happening. And then, of course, tomorrow there's going to be others that will begin to share what they are seeing and hearing. And so I'm sharing some words that I gave in 2014. And I said, I see conflict in the church in America between Ishmael and Isaac, many churches and congregations in this land being birthed in the flesh, others receiving a makeover into the realm of the flesh, led by managers, motivational speakers instead of messengers, speaking to the flesh of their constituents instead of their spirit. They permitted the fire to go out on the altar and have turned off the lights in the prayer room, raising up a generation that does not know the Lord, a generation of converts who have rose up to play while the enemy lurks at the door, ready to devour us, a generation of people who have become addicted to pleasures and entertainment, a drunken generation with itching ears, going from church to church, looking for something new, looking for someone who motivates them and entertains them and does not mention their sin. While the church, the hope of this nation, slumbers and sleeps, the enemy lurks at the door ready to devour. I see an Ishmael church that has lost its voice of authority in this nation, becoming comfort creatures, submitting to the affluence of this land, no longer looking for the coming of the Lord, while the leaders of this land are making deals in the back room, which will take us into captivity. The lights have gone out on the altar in the prayer room because they feel it's no longer necessary to seek the Lord. Meanwhile, I see an army of intercessors in this land who are crying out day and night for Isaac, a spirit-led church. Hear a cry from the holy place, intercessors groaning and travailing for Isaac to come and replace Ishmael. The churches are operating according to the flesh. They're operating according to the dictates of their own heart and mind. A generation of Christian leaders who become more tuned with the wishes of their congregation rather than hearing the voice of the Lord, consumed with busyness and their own agendas. I see great persecution coming to the church in America, turning the hearts of the Christians back to Jehovah God, resulting in citywide prayer gatherings, sometimes praying all night for their city and nation. As a result, I see entire cities and communities turning back to Christ, with revival starting in the streets of our nation, spilling over into the churches until they're standing room only. Revival resulting in city fathers overturning city ordinances that will prevent churches to have free access in every nook and cranny in the city or community. I see local school boards permitting preaching and praying in the classrooms. I see Isaac being welcomed into many cities and communities in this nation. I see a major migration in America, with many people moving from cities of darkness, running to safe cities of light because of the violence in many geographical locations in America. I see prophets are watching on the wall, being interviewed on many networks concerning future events. I see prophetic teachers being sought after because so many new converts are passionate to know more about coming events in this nation and nations of the world. I see an army of young preachers coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation. I see this army of young preachers being mentored by spiritual fathers and grandfathers, being mentored in the morning, standing to preach in the evening. I see a new wave of revival coming to America, led by Spanish-speaking people, women, and young adults. I see desegregation taking place in the church, with young and old meeting together in the sanctuary to worship and hear the word accompanied by interpreters. I see refugee camps being built to, first of all, house children that are coming to this nation, camps that will be built by government funds. To begin with, these camps will be considered mercy camps, with multitudes of Americans supporting this cause because it will involve children, causing many to reach out with their hearts of compassion. But eventually, these camps will begin to house another group of people, Christians who refuse to convert to Islam, are those who are convicted of hate crimes. These camps will be massive in size, with poor living conditions, designed for those who will not comply with the new world order. I see prisoners being released from their prison cells to become a part of the government's Revolutionary Guard. Empty cells will then be occupied by Christian leaders and governmental leaders who will not comply with this new world system, striking fear in the hearts of Americans. As before, I see masses of people fleeing to the north as well as to the south. I see massive food shortages accompanied by the exchange of guns for bread. I see two states merging to take up arms of resistance with much bloodshed, with foreign troops being called in to join the fray against those who resist this new world order. Then the lamentations of Jeremiah will once again be heard. How lonely sits the cities that were so full of people, who was great among the nations, has become a slave. She weeps bitter in the night. She's none to comfort her. Her friends have become her enemies. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper, for the Lord afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before her enemy. All her splendor has departed. She remembers all of her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hands of the enemy with no one to help her. The adversary saw her and mocked at her downfall. All who honored her despised her. The adversary saw her and mocked at her downfall. She did not consider her destiny. Therefore, her collapse was awesome. Speaking of the future of our nation. On October the 1st, 2014, I gave this word. I see Barack Obama become the leader of the Muslim world, with America included in this caliphate. I see our president introducing a gentle form of Islam in this nation, which will be accepted by many in the beginning, but will eventually turn ugly, with many Christians being killed or in prison because they will not convert. I see sweeping changes in the laws of this nation, with our Constitution being changed in order to conform to the laws of another land. setting the stage for a one-world government. I see elections being overturned and results being determined by a newly formed court system that will determine final results. I see many Christians being driven to their knees as a result of our land, which has been taken and given to others, as a result of our walls being broken down, its gates being burned with fire, all because she did not consider her destiny. Then there was silence, and Ideal Gentry cried out, "Lord, there's got to be more. What about us? What about us who have contended for revival, another spiritual awakening, this nation?" And as I pleaded for my nation, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "I've not forgotten this nation. Your prayers are written on the palms of my hands. I still recognize the landmarks, the signposts. I've not forgotten the promises that I've made to this nation. I'm not a promise breaker. I'm a promise keeper. I will honor my words. I remember the wells of revival that have been dug. I've not forgotten you, even though you are a backslidden nation, a backslidden people. And there shall be a shaking, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But I've recognized the remnant that has held fast to the truth and have not forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, the laws that I've written on their hearts. And I will remember the covenant that I've made with America, and I've issued a recall. And I will come one more time because of the prayers of my saints and because of the promises and because of the covenant that I've made with this nation. For I've not forgotten or forsaken the remnant which has held fast to the truth. I will remember the covenant I've made with America, with my people in this nation. And I will come one more time because of the prayers of the saints. And I will roar out of Zion, and I will respond with my mighty hand. I will not be silent. I will come, and there will be cities in this nation that will experience my glory. And one will say to another, 'Let us go to that city.' They're rebuilding the walls and putting back the gates. I will cause a holy people to set at the gates of those cities. I will make a deposit of my glory there. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken in this nation for the sake of my people who dwell in those places. And I will put a mark on those who sigh and cry. And I will put a mark on those cities that are calling on my name. And I will spare those cities that are praying for their city and calling on my name." Father, we set ourselves in agreement today for revival in 1,000 cities in America, another spiritual awakening. And just, Lord, as the drought has been broken in many states because of the natural rains, we pray, Lord, for spiritual rain. In Jesus' name, we call for the rain of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name to come. We pray for Rodney Howard Brown as myself and others from across America join him next month in Washington, D.C., that we will gather to pray and get on our knees for revival in this nation, another spiritual awakening. We pray, Lord, that congressmen and senators, congresspeople, the House of Representatives and the Senate will respond as people walk the halls of Congress to invite them to the meetings and to turn to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we need you, God. I pray, Lord, that all over America, people will begin to set aside their schedule, get on their knees and call upon the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, would you help me pray right now? Would you help me pray right now for another spiritual awakening? Would you help me pray for our nation, the United States of America? Father, we love our nation. We love the United States of America. Send us help, Lord, from the four corners of the universe as we cry out for revival in this nation, another spiritual awakening. God, we need you. Thank you for Todd Mooring that's playing our background music today. For those who are helping us pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I want to remind you that our grandson, spiritual grandson, Leland, and I will be hosting the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering. That will be in July 19, 2021. Young people will be preaching, will be leading prayer, be great times of worship and music, calling upon the name of the Lord. That's the Jubilee Christian Center, July 19, 2021. Go to our website for more information. The Gathering with Rodney Howard Brown in Washington, D.C., which I'm planning on being there, will be July 4th through the 11th. Come and pray. And we just invite people to come from all over the land to seek the face of God in our nation's capital. Lord, we need you today. We need you today. I trust that you'll become a prayer leader here on the Breakout Prayer Network. And all you have to do is just go to bpnradio.com. And you can sign up to be a prayer leader. We're believing for 1,000 prayer groups. And we're sending out weekly prayer request, and you can become a part of that. Just go to bpnradio.com, 1,000 prayer leaders, and we're going to share some of those today. We'll have to do that tomorrow because we've run out of time. But you can register, and you can have a public group, private group, and it's amazing what's going to happen. We have 1,000 prayer groups. We're all doing, I know there's a lot of different prayer ministries, and they're running after God. They're trying to enlist people to pray because we know that prayer is our only hope. And so we're going to watch and pray. We're going to seek God. We're going to call on the name of the Lord because we still believe as we pray that God will hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land in Jesus' name. So we pray today for our president. We pray for our vice president. We pray for Congress. We pray for Senate. We pray for the House of Representatives, Lord. And we pray, Father God, for those in leadership, our mayors and those who sit at the gates of our cities. We pray for them. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. My time's gone. It's been good to have you listening with me, praying with me today. Be back to this tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.